I remember a couple of instances that stick in my mind that I'd never ever forget. And one was I used to fish in the Cobble. You know, it's out there now, actually, next to Potter's Boat, that white.
Oh yeah.
You know, Linda Lloyd.
Yeah.
So I used to own that, and I was fishing a few pots. And I went round one morning round by the fish factory, and there was a couple of young animals foraging where they do by the factory there. Mm-hmm. And I was coming along at about 6 or 7 knots, going around to do my pots round by the bird colonies. And I had a couple of young animals came in and bow ride and this, that and the other, and for a while came along with me just bow riding, and I didn't approach them. I didn't change my passage I was on going to get pots, but it was a pleasure to have them join me, you know.
Of course.
So that was great, really cool, looking at these animals, great, you know, and I'm going along, then they sort of peeled off and went back to what they were doing, and I carried on, and just by target rock, I had noticed there was an animal, solitary animal, foraging there, but I sort of wasn't really, I was aware of it, but not really thinking about it. I had these two young ones chasing around me. And then they left, and I carried on going, thinking, oh, that was nice. And the next thing, it was the biggest dolphin you've ever seen. Just came, I'm doing 6-7 knots in the Cobble, and it came up absolutely vertically and directly on my bow like that.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. And it crashed down on the side, on its right-hand side. I can see it now, and I throttled off straight away. And I went to the middle of the boat, because I was frightened. I was the size of this animal, it was huge. It was the full 14 foot. It was mad. And I remember it thinking, that's as the girth on it's the size of a small cow. You know, it was a massive animal. And then it just proceeded to do this same action, you know, head slapping, but massively vigorous.
Yeah.
Head slapping a great big semicircle back until it ended up in front of me, and that was it dived down and sort of quietened down a bit. Wow. And it was so, you know, if that wasn't telling me, get out of my breakfast, you know, I mean, that was really, it was such a communication and really frightening. I was in a 17-foot boat, open boat, and I genuinely felt threatened. I genuinely got the message, you know,
yeah,
of what that animal was trying to tell me. And it was huge animal.